The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
With some of your blessings that you have this Christmas season. And so today, for the first two segments, an interesting opportunity where the Lord has been working for years. It's a ministry called Gospel for Asia. You may be familiar with them. And then their CritterCampaign.org, which is where I was getting that information, to share with you and more to talk about and more to learn about. Danny Yohannan is with us, the Vice President of Gospel for Asia. His father started it. Danny, how are you? Merry Christmas. He's there somewhere. Danny, are you there? Do we have him on the line?
Yeah.
We have that coming back, but I can't hear him. So we're going to work on that. He's on line one. I've got him there. I'm going to put him on hold. I love technical problems. Just love them. I'm going to try again. Hey, Danny, are you there? Not picking up. I hear something. Danny, are you there? I hear something. Okay, Grayson, check on that. See if you can talk to him. Obviously, you heard him because you've got him on the line, but I can't hear him. So Gospel for Asia has been around for a while, and hopefully we'll get this going. And you can learn more about Gospel for Asia. And obviously not going on here in America, the things that I was reading, in terms of a Christmas list, but these are impoverished people around the world, people that don't know the gospel, people that don't have access to the gospel. And so you have this whole notion that we really don't think about that. There's other people that do that. We send foreign missionaries and we do Compassion International and stuff like that. But we have an opportunity today, and if you're a Truth Radio listener, you've been hearing Gospel for Asia and this campaign, the Critter Campaign. Let's see if we can get, I think he's trying to, well, let's just drop him and try him again. So, Grayson, give him a call again, and we'll try to get him picked up, and we'll get him in here. But Gospel for Asia, first core value is knowing the Lord Jesus more fully and intimately. This value is lived out daily by Gospel for Asia staff, and since its inception, Gospel for Asia has provided ways for people to live out their commitments to Christ. So you have all kinds of ways for people to get involved, but the front line is sponsoring national missionaries. That's a super important issue, by the way, is we tend to think we're kind of in an American context, right? And so we go out as Americans and we go to different parts of the world and we can do good things while we're there, but then we get on a plane and we come home. We made an impact, but was it a lasting impact? And did we train people how to go fishing for themselves, or do we just give them some fish? And so that's where, for Gospel for Asia, you're sponsoring national ministries. You got to missionaries. You got to get people on the ground that are a part of that culture already. Then, of course, sponsoring children is a big part of it, developing communities and disaster relief and compassion care, which for most of us should be touching our hearts right now, because obviously what's going on with these horrendous tornadoes that just occurred over the weekend, just brutal. And we're going to try to get Danny back on here. We're going to hit a commercial break here pretty quick, but let me see if I can get him on here. Hey, Danny, are you there?
I am here.
There you are. Sorry, I don't know what happened. We just had a bad connection. Well, we're going to hit the break really quick here pretty soon, but I was telling everybody a little bit about Gospel for Asia, but give us the background on GFA, Danny, and then we'll talk about the Critter Campaign on the other side of the break.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, go ahead. Give us the GFA 101 for people that aren't familiar with Gospel for Asia.
Well, you know, GFA World started about 40 years ago with a small prayer meeting, actually in my parents' living room, and both of them were praying and asking God to go before them and to give them direction on what he would have them to do in the world of missions. And by that, you know, small prayer meeting, God has raised up hundreds of these national workers, those from their own country, these missionaries who know the language, like the bugs, like the climate, like the food, but can easily connect with the people and explain the love of Christ. Besides that, we have tens of thousands of children that we help to be able to have a future, go to school, be able to lift themselves out of poverty and be able to be helped and have a future to be able to help their family. And so the main thing that GFA World does really is two things. One, know Christ, and then second, to make him known. And that's the same challenge that we give everyone else, is our goal in life is to know him, but also to make him known. We cannot live our life so myopic and focused on ourselves and our own little world. But we must live in light of eternity, seeing a world out there that still needs to know Christ.
Yeah, and I think that's the challenge that we have to kind of, just like Jesus did in his own ministry, Danny, that he met people's needs. He met their actual needs, physical needs. But, of course, the whole time, the underlying and overriding mission was to get the truth of the gospel to people, because that's the only thing we're talking about that's eternal. But temporal needs are really, really important in meeting people where they're at. And so I want to continue to talk about that. And I'm sorry we had a rough start there, Danny, but I'm going to put you on hold, and then we're going to continue the conversation, because the Critter Campaign is a way for all of us to partner with what God has already been doing at Gospel for Asia. Crittercampaign.org. And like some of the things I read off to you, this is an interesting Christmas list that you wouldn't normally find here in America, but it can impact people for the gospel in other parts of the world. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Merry Christmas, Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today. Great opportunity. We often think of ourselves and our families at Christmas time, which I understand. And moral proximity, meaning taking care of the people that are closest to you. But when it comes to Christmas and this time of year, what an opportunity that that we have when we partner with a ministry like Gospel for Asia on its Critter Campaign, literally crittercampaign.org. Crittercampaign.org, and let's put a little focus outward in the name of Jesus to help people around the world who probably, quite frankly, couldn't even imagine what it would be like to open to be in most of our homes this Christmas morning. They just have no way of relating to the kind of life that we live in here in America. But in the name of Jesus, we can do some things that Danny's going to tell us about to be a blessing to them, not only materially, but spiritually. Danny Yohannan with Gospel for Asia, the vice president and his parents, started it, as he said, literally just in prayer in a family room. And here we are 40 years later, and just amazing to see what God has been doing, Danny. And tell us a story. I love stories, Danny, and that helps us understand what's going on. So share some stories, if you will, of how some people's lives have been touched by the Critter Campaign, and then we'll talk about what we can actually do.
Yeah, you know, it is one of those really, really simple, practical things that people can get involved with, you know, providing goats and chickens and buffaloes and all kinds of different animals and critters and different life-changing tools and gifts that really can make a difference for someone's life. You know, I'm reminded of the story of this young lady who her and her husband were barely getting by in a very extreme remote village. And she was gifted a sewing machine. And when you talk about sewing machines, you talk about these foot pedals, old-timey sewing machines, which they still make today in places where there aren't electricity. And so she got the sewing machine. She started a tailoring business in her village. And she made enough money to hire five other ladies, get them sewing machines, and starting a real tailoring shop, and was able to rent the room next door for her husband to start a barber shop. And so you can see the gift of one sewing machine impacted five families.
Yeah, and that's $100. I've got that on my list to do today when I get off the air. One sewing machine, that's $100. Three chickens, that's $33 or $11 a piece. One bicycle, which helps a missionary get around, for $110. And then four blankets for $100. And it's really amazing to think about that, Danny, because, you know, $100 here in the States isn't going to do. I mean, that would be a nice Starbucks gift card, but it's not going to change the lives of five families, provide an income for one, and then employment for four or five others, and then the expansion there. I think that's hard for us as Americans to get our minds around that.
Well, I think most of us we don't live in a position of survival. There are those that we know, or there are those in our country that are just trying to make it by every single day, and that is true. We want to acknowledge that and definitely pray and help whenever we can. But you have to realize most of the world is this way. Mm-hmm. Their focus and their entertainment is not what's the latest movie coming out, and I just want to go to the mall and hang out or go shopping or whatever. It literally is like making $1.50 a day to provide a little bit of food for the table so the kids don't starve to death. I mean, that's what's on people's mindset. And we have to realize most people don't have access to clean water. Most people don't have access to enough food. Most people don't have access to clean sanitation. It is hard for us, you know, sometimes to be able to wrap our minds around how can a pair of chickens, you know, or a pair of goats really make a difference for someone's life. Well, here's the thing is you give someone a pair of chickens, those little chickens, those little guys, they multiply. And so you provide eggs for the table, which keeps the kids healthy, which helps you not spend money on medicine, which you can't afford anyway. Mm-hmm. The kids are healthy enough to go to school. They can get an education. They grow up strong to be able to get a job and support the family. And I know that's you taking that all the way down the road to things, but there are families who've actually started chicken farms, little micro chicken farms, and be able to support their family. The same thing with goats. I know a young man who received a pair of goats, didn't come from a very well-to-do family, and he took those goats and he started his own little goat farm, and he had so many goats he multiplied that he was giving it to his family members, he was giving it to his neighbors, and you see that one small gift given to someone can make a difference. These are not like gifts that we give to each other, and then, you know, a couple of weeks later we have a white elephant Christmas party to get rid of those gifts. These are life changing gifts.
Yeah.
Gifts that make a difference, that impact people's lives and eternity, because they get to know that Christ really loves them.
Yeah, it's such a powerful picture, and something that the more you talk about it, I think for most of us here, Danny, it's easier to understand. And that's the beauty of it, is that we can have such a big impact over there for something that for most of us isn't a huge sacrifice, but it's something that's significant. And then how does Gospel for Asia, like, where do you guys work? And then how do you kind of tie meeting material needs and that type of investment to enable literally a life-changing business opportunities with the gospel as well? How do you kind of do that?
Well, you know, primarily we work in Asia and Africa. You know, pretty excited that we've started our work now in Africa.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And, see the work expand there, especially among the children. Right now, the greatest need, and I know we're talking about Critter, but it's important for people's like context to understand this, that, you know, here in the West, we're kind of over the whole COVID situation. It's more of an inconvenience. It's always been more of an inconvenience. People, I know people that have passed away from COVID, so I'm not making light of it at all.
Yeah.
And I know many people have suffered through this.
Sure.
But we never were in a position where we were starving to death. We were never in a position that we didn't know, like, if we were going to be able to feed our family. You know, yes, people are fighting over toilet paper and all kinds of things and weird stuff. But you find that in Asia and Africa, the greatest tragedy, this whole thing, is starvation. So I mean, think about this: when you have lockdowns, which are still happening, there are still lockdowns. You have millions of beggars on the street and no one to beg from. Mm. You've got millions of migrant workers and no jobs, and so you literally have tens of millions of people who are just trying to figure out how they're going to survive, and this is still happening. Many of the Christmas gifts, the Critter gifts that we've given over the years, the hundreds of thousands of families have been helped. They literally were being helped during this pandemic time from the gifts that someone had given them earlier.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we look for people that need these gifts and these items, we contact the head of the village or the head of the community and say, who are the people that you know that are in greatest need? and we work with them to find out what are the needs of that area. And then we contact either the wholesaler or we contact the farms, and we're able to buy these items in bulk. We're not shipping goats and chickens from America. That's
right,
not
right.
How it works. You know, those poor American chickens may not survive overseas anyway.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're stimulating the economy, you're helping the local people, you're helping the local farmers. I mean, it's helping so many people all around to be able to lift themselves, you know, up. But at the same time, you know, we do see the opportunity, anything that we do, to be able to tell people that Christ
right.
loves them.
Hey, do you have a couple more minutes, Danny, since we had a rough start? Well, technology-wise, do you have a couple more minutes? I can hold you through, and we can talk a little bit more
Absolutely.
If you're available.
We can go all night long.
All right, good. Danny, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back with Danny Yohannan, Gospel for Asia. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and inviting you, informing you and inviting you, challenging you, as I have to challenge myself as well, to maybe get a little out of our comfort zones or at least a little bit out of our own family rooms this Christmas and see what, to answer the question, what else could we do with the money that we spend on Christmas or just some extra dollars here and there? And odds are pretty good that you will not find the barnyard bundle under your Christmas tree. So a barnyard bundle. And then we're going to get back to Danny Yohannan, who's the vice president of Gospel for Asia. His parents started it 40 years ago in Asia and now in Africa, just doing amazing work in the name of Jesus. So a barnyard bundle. Okay, what's in a barnyard bundle? 6 chickens, 2 goats, 2 pigs, a lamb, and a cow. Not a partridge in a pear tree, but 6 chickens, 2 goats, 6 chickens, that's $33, 2 goats for $140, 2 pigs for at $65, 1 lamb for $65, and 1 cow for $375. $678 is a barnyard bundle. Or you say, well, that's Steve, that's too much. Well, okay, just a cow. Cow's $375. I mean, and we're talking about things that we're sitting there kind of scratching our heads, and it's kind of funny, and it's kind of cute. But as Danny was saying, this is life-altering, life-changing things that we can do from the confines of life in America to bless people and change people's lives in the name of Jesus around the world. It's really, really kind of fun and cool to consider. And as I often mention when we have friends in other ministries on the show, once you have knowledge, then you have responsibility. And if the Holy Spirit is nudging you at all, going, okay, yeah, this is a little bit different than what we do for Christmas. And maybe just add this to your Christmas gift list. And you can go to crittercampaign.org, literally the word critter, crittercampaign.org, which will land you on this page with our friends at the Truth Radio Network, where a lot of you are listening to right now with Gospel for Asia. And check it out for yourself. And it would be pretty cool this Christmas to make a difference in another family's life instead of our own. Danny, again, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, it's my privilege. Thank you so much.
So what I wanted to ask you something a little bit more on your personal side as your mom and dad got this ministry started. What was it like kind of growing up around Gospel for Asia and then your decision, obviously, as a trained minister and then being a part of the ministry? What kind of impacts it had on your life, Danny, because you grew up around it?
Well, I think when people ask me that question, it's kind of a boring answer, but I'll try to like spice it up a little bit. The boring part is this is the only thing I know. And so for me, this is the normal. All of you are not normal. I mean, I'm the only normal one here.
Got it.
So I think the part that what I can fill in the blanks is this is, you know, growing up in the ministry, I take everything as a privilege. I got to grow up here, in the wonderful country of Texas. You know, and go Cowboys. And then I also got to grow up also on the mission field. So I have a very unique, blessed opportunity to be able to connect with both sides of the world, east and west. And so I don't take that for granted. I'm very grateful to God, and I think that's helped me a lot. The second thing is I'm very grateful that both my parents, whatever they kind of preached, whatever they taught, they also lived it at home. In front of me and my sister, and I think that's probably the greatest testament of why we both have gone into the ministry and we serve with GFA World it's not a business. It's not just that GFA World does better ministry and work than everyone else. In fact, some of the things like clean water projects, we do more clean water projects than anyone else in the entire world.
Wow.
We do more of a lot of things. And yet that's not the thing that drives my heart. What I'm so excited about is that the way that we do missions leads to places of worship, God's holy church being established, and you see missions come full circle. If people have not read Revolution World Missions by my father, they need to get that book. They can get it for free on the same website that you're talking about. It will radically change their life. Christians are not supposed to be simply surviving through life and then go to heaven. We're supposed to be thriving in life, but living for the name of Christ everywhere we go and doing as much as we can for the sake of Christ. And so it is a privilege to be able to have the parents that I have and to be able to have the gift of being able to grow up on different sides of the world. But I pray that God would use that for his glory and that I would be a bridge for other people to be able to be part of missions no matter where they are.
Yeah. Yeah, what a great answer. Not boring at all, just God-honoring. That, by the way, I just put a link up for Revolution and World Missions, the revised and updated version, which is free. I mean, you can order a free book, okay? So I just put the link up there, which will take you to the page at gfa.org. But we're also talking about Critter Campaign. When did you guys start the Critter Campaign, Danny, and how effective has it been?
Oh, I think it's probably been about 20 years. And, of course, it started off very, very small. And it started out very practical. I don't think we had a campaign when we started doing it. It was mainly on the mission field, seeing opportunities and needs of people. So, you know, in the Widows Islands, the West Bengal Islands, there are literally tens of thousands of widows, either because they've been dumped there or because of their husbands have been killed by tigers while the men are out searching for firewood or honey harvesting. And so there's a need. Wow, okay, there's lots of widows. We need to take care of them. Other places, there was leprosy colonies. No one's reaching out to these people who are precious in Christ's sight, and so we need to do something. So I think just naturally seeing, oh, look, these people don't have water. These people are dying from malaria. These people need, you know, some way to help their kids. And so it just kind of started off very small, and God opened the doors for us to do greater and greater things each year. But the heart behind all of it is that people need to know that we do this because Christ loves them, not just a handout, not just something that here's a good gift for you and get better soon. It's we want them to know that the real answer to life is Christ. I mean, that's the whole Christmas season thing that we're talking about anyway.
Yeah.
It started probably over 20 years ago, but, you know, each year we look at it and we see what's out in the mission field, and I think we'll probably see new things, probably in Africa, because there'll probably be opportunities in Africa that's not in Asia, and so we're looking forward to that for next year.
What's the spiritual status of the areas where GFA, where Gospel for Asia, is doing most of its work these days? We're talking to Danny Yohannan, who's the vice president of Gospel for Asia. Crittercampaign.org is the website. And I would suggest several people on Facebook Live right now, Danny, are talking about, hey, we're going to go look at the website with our kids and let our kids decide what we want to send and help people around the world, which is an awesome idea. But talk to us a little bit about that.
I mean, what a great opportunity. Give your kids a credit card. Let them go crazy with it.
Amen.
Great. I think that does remind me of one suggestion for people. It's like, you know, this is a huge opportunity for us to teach our kids and our grandkids about missions and about people around the world that are in need of help. So, yeah, I mean, have your kids and grandkids go online with you and learn about these animals and learn about how a pair of goats can really change a life and make a difference. I think the spiritual condition of many of the places that we serve, it sounds kind of funny, but everywhere you go around the world, people are people.
Yep.
They,
no, I'm with you.
They just desperately need Christ. And that sounds very, you know, cliche, but it is true. It's just here in the West, we're extremely distracted by materialism. That is the thing that gets in the way. Other places, it's, you know, there's struggle of poverty. Other places, it's just the darkness of other religions that are in place. So everyone's got this need. And it is Christ as the only answer. And that's really the simplest answer that we can give, is that no matter what we do, it must be clear that Christ is the answer. It's not just one of the things that we do. It is the thing that we do.
Yeah.
And that is how all Christians are supposed to live. So, yes, there is persecution. Yes, there is challenges that are different than here in the West. Yes, there's sometimes just opposition. You mentioned about bicycles. These are not bicycles that we give to missionaries for exercise. It's because they normally would walk probably 20, 30 miles a day to reach villages. Now they can reach, you know, 10 times many more villages by having a bicycle. So, you know, it's a challenge of transportation and all these different things, but by God's grace, all of it is doable if people just get up and go out and do something. I remember, hearing from our friend Francis Chan, who said, you know, we get so scared to just walk across the street and tell our friends about Jesus. And you know what? This Christmas season is the best season. You can literally just say Merry Christmas to anyone on the street, anywhere in your neighborhood, and
hand them
a gospel tract, and then they will receive it. Just say Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, whatever it is, and do something. Don't miss the opportunity to do something for someone else.
Yeah, it's such a great idea. When you go to crittercampaign.org, and you'll see this, gifts from the stable, gifts for ministry, gifts for the poor, and you see all the different options there, which is really a fun thing to do. I did it personally before the show today, and then with your family, with your friends, with your spouse, and then to share this over so that we can make a difference around the world, not just in underneath our own Christmas trees. But just a great story, a great ministry. Crittercampaign.org is the website, everybody. Crittercampaign.org. Like I said, go visit that with your spouse and your kids and your family and see what kind of an impact we can make around the world. Danny Yohannan, it's great to have you on. Let's make sure that we do this again. Really appreciate your time and for your challenge and the encouragement today. God bless you, brother, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk again. Thanks so much. That was Danny Yohannan, Vice President, Gospel for Asia. His parents started it in their family room with just a prayer. That was 40 years ago, and today reaching people all over the world. Check it out for yourself, crittercampaign.org. When we come back, we'll keep talking about money, but a slightly different angle with our good friend David Fisher with a Money Monday update. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Merry Christmas. It's Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. By the way, if you want to join us here in the studio, see my tricked out Star Wars Christmas tree. Yes, they're real. And the fact that you don't know what a Star Wars Christmas tree is a problem. I mean, that's a personal problem. You can take that up with the Lord. But if you want to see one, you can tune in to Facebook Live on the Steve Noble Show page on Facebook. Also on YouTube, we have a page on YouTube where we're not getting kicked off. And so you can check it out there and just literally join us right here in the studio on commercial breaks. We have a little extra content going on there. And you can see the cool studio and Christmas. Hey, where's the green lights? We need some more red and green back here, bro. We need some more red and green. It's Christmas. Come on. Get the green lights going. Let's get some green in the background. We got a little red, got a little green. All right, here you go. Here's some good news. Price increases over last year. Consumer price index reporting. Gasoline up, 58%. Used cars up 31%. If you tried to buy a car this year, it's nuts. Gas and utilities up 25%. Meat, fish, and eggs up 12.8%. New cars up 11%. Overall, consumer price index plus 6.8%. Electricity plus 6.5%. Food at home plus 6.4%. Food away from home plus 5.8%. Apparel 5%. Transportation up 3.9%. And shelter up 3.8%. That's inflation. It's real. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. David, how are you?
I'm doing good, Steve. Thanks for having me on your program.
You're welcome. Always great to hear from you. With these sometimes long-winded introductions of mine, do you ever wonder if I just drink too much coffee or something?
No, I actually like coffee, and I was enjoying what you had to say.
Well, praise the Lord. That's a very nice answer. I'll take that encouragement wherever I can get it. So, yeah, we've got a lot to talk about in inflation, which is a serious and real problem. But one thing that overflows inflation, that inflation has no answer for, is the Word of God. Praise Jesus. And so let's start there. The Old Testament, and very apropos for this time of year. I love this, Isaiah 7:14.
The scripture says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. This was most people might not realize this, but Isaiah prophesied this 700 years or thereabouts before the birth of Christ.
And that's amazing.
It reminds me of a personal story, not to get all, it's not about me, it's about just an example that God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. In about 1982, I started actually leading worship in a church, a small church where I was living and growing up in the country, and there was a couple hundred people. I had a pastor who came through and spoke, prophesied over me, saying, "I'm going to lead worship before thousands of people." And I wasn't even in full-time ministry. I'm going like, that just sounds so crazy, so far-fetched. A couple of years later, I had just a terrible time leading worship one day, and I wanted to quit. And my pastor said, "Don't you remember what that pastor said who prophesied over you?" And I said, yeah, that. I think he was a little bit off base. In year 2000, I led worship before 10,000 people.
Jeez.
This is not about me. This is about the Lord does miracles.
Yeah, that's right.
A virgin conceiving and giving birth to a son. The Lord says yes and amen to us as believers, and he has plans for us. Even though it might not seem possible in the physical, it is possible in the spiritual. And God wants to birth great things in our lives this Christmas season.
Yeah, such a great reminder, and thank you for sharing that story. And yeah, that's all about the Lord. And yeah, we got to hold on to that and pray as people with faith and people that believe and trust the Lord. We have to lean on his providence at the same time that we engage our faith. But yeah, mind-boggling, 700 years before the birth of Christ, Isaiah is writing that through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that, by the way, that's one example of about 300 things in the Old Testament that are just mind-boggling when it comes to what's in the scriptures, and just thinking mathematically, the odds of anybody being able to pull that stuff off is just insane. But a great reminder that God is a God of miracles and longevity, and even though we can't see over the next hill, he's already there, and it's a great reminder. Well, I started off with those. Thanks for that, David. I started off with all the kind of gnarly price increase things and inflation. Somebody asked on Facebook Live, what about Raleigh in terms of price increases? This year, home values in Raleigh have increased by 14.5% year over year. And so the price there of buying a house has gone up a lot. And certainly we have these problems all over the country. So what's the most recent news on this inflation? Because it's obviously not transitory. It's real. It's happening. And it's going to be with us for a while.
So last Friday, the economic news came out. Usually it's jobs, what we're all looking at, but something more important is the CPI number, and it came out, rare and hot, 6.8%, which it was up almost a full percent, 0.8% from a month, the previous month, which is, when you amortize that annually, that's 9.6%, I said on your program that inflation is going to continue to get worse, and the CPI number is now showing this is the worst number that we had in 40 years, since not or 39 and plus years. So the Fed is going to meet this week. I think they're going to double down on their tapering, which just means they're going to tapering means they're going to not buy as much mortgage-backed securities and treasuries. So somebody has to port the debt on our treasury market, because the Fed's backing away from it. I think they're going to go down to $30 billion in their taperings, which means they're going to buy $90 billion a month instead of $120. And they're going to eventually keep tapering until about March of next year, when they will probably not buy anymore. And we're seeing inflation. You mentioned these different prices. Gas, the CPI number was 33% in the index of gas, the consumer price index, yet the actual price of gasoline was up 58.1%.
Jeez,
so
man.
The consumer price index is ultra-conservative, but we definitely have inflation, and I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah, and I think we're all feeling that. Can we point our finger at anybody? Who's to blame?
Well, we always want to do that, and I think there's three areas. Definitely the Federal Reserve, which the past dozen years has created mass amounts of inflation with endless series of this quantitative easing at zero interest rates and debt monetization. COVID, we can blame some of it on COVID because of all the surplus of money that was created due to COVID. Government spending under the Biden administration, and even Trump did some of that towards his last year. There's fingerprints all over that from government standard of rising inflation and these spending bills that have gone on, the infrastructure bills, the two of them and the previous one for COVID. That's all going to be inflation. It's still not in the system yet, but it's coming. So that's why we're going to have massive inflation.
Yeah, and then the CBO just came out a couple of days ago, and everybody's waiting for the CBO to come out and score what's going on with the Build Back Better and the infrastructure bill, yada yada. And they're like, "Oh yeah, this isn't going to be this will be paid for," and it's a $1.9 trillion, $1.3 trillion. And then they come back and say, "Actually, it's north of $4 trillion, and it's going to add unbelievable amounts to the debt and that kind of stuff going on." And that's got to add some inflationary pressure too, doesn't it?
$4.2 trillion is the number that they came out, which means the deficit is going to add at least $3 trillion. Let's put this into perspective. We've been having budget deficits of $1 trillion under President Trump. Now it's $3 to $4 trillion. We're going to have massive inflation, and I think the CBO is probably being conservative in their number. I think it's going to be higher than that in reality because the government's going to have more bills behind this spending. So get ready for a lot higher inflation, unfortunately.
Yeah, and so what's going on in the gold and silver market then? Because inflation, it hurts. It's bad for the economy. We know that. But that's also on one end of the teeter-totter. On the other end, you see an interesting relationship to precious metals.
So gold is shockingly stable. Jeffrey Gundlach, the bond trader, largest bond trader in the world, says that when the dollar starts to slip, things are going to slip mightily, and the dollar's going to start to go down. You will see a tremendous outperformance of non-U.S. stocks. He's referring to gold. He likes gold. He's bought a significant amount of gold. And there's other people coming out, like Ned Davis Research. Tim Hayes says, the dollar versus gold, I'd rather bet on gold. Christopher Escalone, he's a mining strategist. He's saying $3,000 gold in the next 5 years, $2,000 next year. And he says silver is going to do about the same, $30 next year and $40 by the end of 2026. So, you know, get some information about diversifying into gold and silver. And by the way, this Build Back America plan in the bill, 86,000 IRS agents are going to be hired if they pass this bill because there's $80 billion of money that's going to go towards the IRS to support a massive hiring spending and coming after the middle-income worker. Unfortunately, it's geared at the wealthy, but the studies show it's anybody under $75,000 earning, that's where they're targeting.
Yeah, well, what a charming thought, adding 86,000 agents to the IRS to go after middle Americans. But I thought, David, that the Democrats and Biden and Kamala Harris and their ilk cared about the middle Americans. I mean, that's a joke to think about that. To forget what people say, you got to look at what they do, and what they're doing is a train wreck, and they continue to do that. 86,000 IRS agents, which should scare all of us and make us aware of what's going on around us. And then education, of course, is the big deal. And if this sometimes when David and I are talking on the air, and if this stuff's going over your head and you're like, I don't really understand this, but you do have some savings, you do have some investments, then the thing you desperately need is education. You need to get yourself educated. So what can people do to get educated, David?
Yeah, wisdom and knowledge. Pick up the phone, get a packet from us, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or our website, landmarkgold.com.
Excellent. God bless you, brother. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Sounds good, my brother. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks. We'll talk soon. David Fisher, landmarkgold.com, as always. Tomorrow, two Christian ladies here locally in the Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill area, doing ministry locally, ministry outreach to people in need, to refugees. And so another challenge to all of us, what are we doing to impact the world around us for the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is Steve Noble and the Steve Noble Show. God willing, we'll talk again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.